You're listening to A Roundabout Chattanooga. I am Michael Edward Miller. For many of us, January 18th, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, is a day off. But city officials are asking us to make it a day on, a day to work on serving others and helping the community. They'll be focusing their efforts on service projects throughout the historic MLK neighborhood, also dedicating the large MLK mural. Moses Freeman, Councilman Moses Freeman, is here with me. And you are very connected to the history of that neighborhood, and you're actually one of the people who's in the mural. Where are you on the mural?
Well, I'm on the back side of the mural, on the 10th Street side, and I'm on a bicycle delivering newspapers. And it was me when I was a kid. I delivered newspapers from the time I was in the third grade up until I was like in the 11th grade, up and down M.L. King on 9th Street, on both West 9th and East 9th Street. They found a picture of me and my bicycle when I was delivering papers. So I'm on the 10th Street side.
What was the neighborhood like when you were growing up, when you were delivering papers?
Oh, it was a hustling and bustling street, M.L. King. It was a central business district. It was a cultural district. It was an entertainment district. It was a marketplace. It was a place for adults, but also for children. There were a lot of stores and businesses, the dry goods stores, furniture stores, hamburger places, hot dogs, five intensive stores. I mean, you name it. It was on M.L. King, and people were there for all kinds of reasons. Barbershops, movie theaters. It was just a place to be. I don't think you could live without, as an African American at that time, without coming to M.L. King for some reason or another.
And you were telling me the last time we talked that when you grew up, some of the roads, and this is hard for us to imagine, at least for people my age, that some of the roads were actually dirt roads back then and things like that.
There were a lot of dirt roads in Chattanooga at the time. In fact, I'm 77 years old, and so not all in the M.L. King area, but in some parts of Chattanooga, we still had outdoor toilets. We had dirt roads, and I know on Cedar Street and some of the other streets where my grandparents live, there were dirt roads. Moses Street and some of the other streets, I remember walking on those dirt roads quite a bit.
So how did the neighborhood change as you got older? I know you've been involved with neighborhood associations. You've built some houses there. What were the changes that you saw as you grew up?
Just progress came. The first thing the streets became paved, first of all, with tar and gravels initially, and sewers came in and were put down. And then after the sewers were put down, eventually they were paved over with concrete. Different things, I mean, it just progress came little at a time. Sidewalks were put in and things. M.L. King was widened, as an example. 9th Street was not as wide as it is now, but so it was widened, and buildings were actually moved back to the locations where they were, and things of that nature took place, and it just happened, and you get used to where they are now, and you forget that they were ever closer or smaller street.
Speaking with Councilman Moses Freeman about the MLK District, big celebration and a day of service is coming up on January 18th. When I was talking to Meg Saligman, the artist who created the huge, huge mural that's on MLK, she was talking about a theater that used to be there. I'd never heard of this, and she was hoping to find some artifacts or some photographs, something left over from this theater. What was that theater that was out there?
That was a Liberty Theater right on that same spot. It was a what I would call the premier theater for African Americans in the town. There were two theaters on M.L. King. One was the Grand Theater, and the other one was the Liberty Theater. It was the upscale theater. It had first run and first rate movies that were played there, everybody wanted to go to that particular theater. It also had live performances there in the late afternoon, and national entertainment came from out of town Some people like Nat King Cole and other artists came to town and performed on the stage there at the Liberty Theater. We had contests for dancing and singing, and for Hambone, there was a thing of that nature that took place there at that theater. Yeah, and everybody met there at the theater because it was like the center of M.L. King, or Ninth Street, as we called it back then, as it was then.
What happened to it? Is the building still there, or has it been torn down?
No, it was torn down, and the AT&T building was built in its place. That's what happened there, and that's why the mural is so significant to be there, because as that place was the center, the AT&T building now takes on that center scope. That mural, as you were talking about, can be seen from Lookout Mountain.
Oh, yeah.
From Mountain. It can be seen from everywhere, so it's like a draw for people to come from anywhere to see it, and it also brings that street together, and it reflects our community. Not only am I on it, but everybody who else is on it are real people. Just I'm not the only one that's real. Everybody, every image that's on there represents real people who was well-researched by Meg Solomon and her staff. So they've done a fantastic job. They did a lot of interviewing of people and gained a wealth of familiarity and knowledge of the street. So that mirror really reflects the culture, the people, the life and the times and the conditions of life for African Americans, not only on the street, but in the community as a whole. So that's the significance of that mural. It reflects the African American community during the time here in Chattanooga from way back when, you know.
And the thing about the mural is you can't just drive by it and look at it. It wraps around the entire building. You've got to actually get out and walk around the building to see the entire thing.
Oh, yeah. I've seen people who stop and park their car and just walk around the building and gaze at it. I've done it on a number of occasions, and I've actually driven around the building from as far to see how far away I can see it, and I can see it, you know, from downtown. I can see it from down King Street going towards Market on King, and on 11th Street. And so, you know, it just draws your attention and to it, and it's phenomenal, particularly now at this time of season when the leaves are off the trees and you can really get your eye on the building. From so many different directions.
The neighborhood today, you know, when I go down there, I see, being somebody who works here at UTC, I see a lot of UTC housing there. Mm-hmm. I see a lot of new businesses that are coming up. What do you think of the neighborhood today, just kind of the mixture of old and new that's down there?
Oh, I think the neighborhood is coming back. There's a lot of new housing that is being built down there. A lot of new businesses are coming. There's a lot of excitement that's there on the street. There's a lot of new lighting that's there. There's a lot of people who are looking to build new buildings on the street. A lot of new businesses. People are looking to put businesses there. So I think in a short time period, we're going to see just a vibrant street that's going to be busy as any street in Chattanooga that has a business district. And the good news is it's going to be full of young people. People of all ages will be here. The university, it's going to be a university a city and a university street. It's going to be, you know, it's just going to be a mix of people of all ages that's going to occupy that street like it used to be. If you look at the census, or any old city director, you look and see it was full of white and black and young and old people who used to live here. M.L. King was always a mixed neighborhood of white and black. Yeah, most people thought it was just a black neighborhood, but it was always black and white. And it's coming to be that again in the spirit of Martin Luther King, who saw it that way in his I Have a Dream speech. That's what he talked about, is a community of mixed people who live together without regard to race. So I think it's coming back.
That's Councilman Moses Freeman. On January 18th, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, they're going to have this day of service in the neighborhood. What are you looking forward to on that day? What are they hoping people come out and actually do on that day?
Well, you know, it's a day of caring. It's a day of of work, of service, more than it is a day off. And we're looking forward to a number of volunteers who will be coming to the Bessie Smith Culture Center to volunteer to work within the neighborhood and on the street and within the whole area. They'll be doing a lot of different kinds of things. We would hope to see hundreds of volunteers here that day working. I think we're going to start somewhere around 9 o'clock and hope to work up until around 1. And then we're going to have the dedication of the mural, which will start around 12 and last, you know, for a couple of hours. Meg is going to obviously give us a briefing on the mural itself, and we're looking forward to that because she's just a wonderful person, and we're looking forward to hearing her talk about the mural from her perspective. But the place is going to be a beehive of activity of people who are dedicating themselves to following in the footsteps of Dr. King, who gave his life to service for others. That's what he would want us to do on his day, and we're looking forward to it.
Councilman Freeman, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you. My pleasure.